Good afternoon. Ryanair passengers could face even more disruption in the run-up to Christmas after pilots in Portugal revealed they are joining next Wednesday's 24-hour strike announced by Irish-based pilots yesterday. The Portuguese union said Ryanair's refusal to enter negotiations left it with no choice but to follow the lead of their Irish colleagues. The airline's pilots based in Italy are due to strike for 4 hours tomorrow, whilst the German union has also threatened as yet unspecified strike action. The Spanish Pilots Union has told Ryanair that it reserves the right to take legal action in pursuit of trade union rights. Meanwhile, Ryanair has announced extra flights on 40 different routes from Cork, Dublin, Knock and Shannon airports for the summer of 2018. The airline said it will put on an extra 250,000 seats on flights to destinations including Croatia, France, Italy, Lithuania, Malta, Poland, Portugal and Spain. After complaints from residents in La Linea, 35 officers from the National Police arrested a family of drug dealers. Five members of the same family were arrested in Las Palomares when officers raided a number of houses discovering cocaine, heroin and two pistols, as well as a number that fired blanks. One property was used for cutting and packing the drugs, whilst two others, which had a number of security features, acted as 24-hour shops for those wishing to purchase drugs. In total, two men and three women were arrested and, following an appearance in court, have been imprisoned without bail. Catalonia's regional police have been inspecting public buildings to check that they are not displaying yellow loops, the pro-independence sign, and ordering them to be taken down if they're found. The Mossos say that in the run-up to any local, regional or national election, any symbols or messages biased towards one party or another cannot be shown in government-owned places. Yellow loops have appeared all over Catalonia and are worn by separatist politicians and residents as a show of support for the regional government, which was sacked by the state. Barcelona City Council has been ordered to make sure its fountains and buildings are not lit up in yellow, as they have been recently during the neutral pre-election period. A motorway toll fees are set to go up next year after 3 years of being frozen or going down, just as the government is planning to buy back the roads from the maintenance companies. A number of toll firms have gone bankrupt due to having to pay extra costs for the compulsory purchase of land to build the motorways, and far fewer cars have been using them. The routes are mostly found in and around Madrid and Barcelona, and also between Valencia and Alicante on the AP7. The Minister for Public Works says traffic on toll roads is now increasing again. The government had pledged to end the tolls on the AP7 Mediterranean motorway at the end of 2019. Toll fees in general are linked to inflation and will go up by 1.9% from January the 1st. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.